I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, April 18. Coming up, IMF commends government's performance on the standby arrangement. Finance Ministry moves to reduce the time frame for government to access dormant bank accounts and rural fire and garbage disposal units to be reviewed. The news in detail after the break.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, is commending the government for its performance under the standby arrangement, SBA, to date. A press release issued by the IMF on April 18 outlined that program implementation remains strong under the SBA and sustained macroeconomic discipline and visible reforms have boosted stability and confidence. It adds that positive real GDP growth has been recorded in 7 consecutive quarters, and Jamaica is projected to grow by 2% in the current fiscal year, bolstered by construction and tourism, among other factors. The release adds that inflation reached an all-time low in 2016, pointing out that investor confidence is at an all-time high, attracting foreign direct investment. The current account deficit has narrowed significantly, supporting accumulation in non-borrowed reserves. The IMF also commended the government's policy shift from direct to indirect taxation. The release outlined that the rebalancing from direct to indirect taxes, accompanied by higher social expenditure, is expected to expand the revenue base to support growth-inducing spending, which will create jobs and reduce poverty. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw is moving to reduce the time frame for government to access dormant bank accounts. Under the Banking Act, money in bank accounts that have been dormant for 15 years or more become part of the revenues of the government. Mr. Shaw says a proposal is to be submitted to Cabinet in short order to reduce the waiting period and allow for greater ease of use for government programs.
About $45 billion sitting dormant accounts now. We have to look at a possible policy of reducing that time frame. And as an interim, we could also use some of those funds for special programs, such as targeting it to SMEs.
The finance minister was addressing the Young Entrepreneurs Association of Jamaica Policy Forum at the Jamaica Promotions Corporation JAMPRO headquarters in New Kingston recently. A review is to be undertaken of fire and garbage disposal units used in the delivery of service to rural areas. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the evaluation will test the suitability of the units in handling mountainous terrain.
One of the complaints that I have gotten from solid waste and from the fire department because of the mountainous terrain of Portland are to collect garbage and to out fire in many, many areas pose a severe challenge. So we have to therefore, in a parish like Portland, look at the kind of fire units that will be sent to the parish.
Minister McKenzie was speaking with JIS News following a recent tour of local government facilities in Portland. He says the ministry will review the option of purchasing new trucks with another standard during the current financial year. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, is finalizing the proposal for the management of a liquefied natural gas LNG fuel platform pilot project. The project is aimed at determining the feasibility of LNG becoming the primary fuel source for units operated by the state-owned bus company. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the pilot is to be rolled out under JUTC stewardship at Montego Bay Metrobus Company through a bus and fuel supply platform with technical guidance from New Fortress Energy.
Success with the project will see the overall public-operated bus service being gradually switched to LNG, with both efficiency and environmental considerations being foremost in mind.
Minister Henry was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives. He says LNG is a much cleaner fuel than diesel oil, making it a better fuel option from both the economic and environmental perspectives. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.